I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. China's government-recognized church organizations say they're willing to support the country's house churches by providing them with Bibles. Yet China Aid Association's Catherine Kaysen tells a different story.
This story comes from a Christian house church leader named Mrs. Cheng Fengying, and her house was seized illegally, and her accusation that the government, in collusion with the TSPM, has seized her house. Not only that, but for a number of years persecuted her and her house church group.
Unfortunately, Kaysen says Fengying's situation isn't unusual. Pray for the faith of house church Christians in China. Next, Book of Hope International's reached thousands of kids with the gospel in Madagascar through books and film. Jacques Van Bommel says,
the books that we have is basically a book that caters for children who have very low literacy. It's got a lot of pictures in it, and it tells the life and story of Christ, and it's linked with a movie that we show, The God-Man. And the children are constantly being reminded so they could also share the story and tell the story to other children in the community.
One local woman's reached almost 200,000 kids with the material since January. Pray these kids' lives would continue to be transformed in Madagascar. And the children of Congo want you to choose shoes. The Evangelical Free Church of America announced that its 2009 Vacation Bible School project will raise $25,000 to buy 2,500 pairs of shoes for Congolese kids. These children walk 8 to 10 miles a day in worn-out flip-flops. They walk to school, to church, to get water, and anywhere else they're going. This project will spread the love of Christ in a tangible way. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is recruiting prayer partners. People willing to pray over MNN news stories every day. Will you commit? Go to missionnetworknews.org, enter your email address at the bottom, and we'll send you five stories to pray over every day. I'm Greg Yoder.